In today's feature, we meet a man who says his lifelong dream has been to combine the business of sheep farming on a family property with marketing the product to the end consumer.
Would you like to try some lamb? New season spring lamb from our farm just out of Whanganui.
This is Sue's Redmayne. She and husband Richard are touting their product in upmarket Remuera.
So I just sear it quickly for probably for a couple of minutes on four sides to try and get a bit of an edge on it as well. And that brings it up beautifully medium rare. But the trick is too, you've got to rest it before you carve it. So, and that just allows for the juices to disperse through before you carve into it. Yeah.
These tastings were on the daily menu for this couple at a number of Auckland supermarkets in mid-November.
Is there a difference between response in shoppers, do you reckon, in Auckland and other places? Because you've done other centres, haven't you?
No, I think in the last three weeks we've been in Queenstown, Dunedin, Christchurch, Wellington, and now Auckland. And to be fair, the response is pretty similar. People are just excited to meet the farmer, to be able to put a face to their food, I think.
How much did you sort of expect this would have an impact on the sales? Like after you've done an in-store demonstration, how quickly do you see that coming through?
We did a tasting in Rangiora last week, and the butchery manager sent us some information through the following Monday, and we'd lifted sales 21%. So that's really rewarding when you can actually put a metric on it.
Thank you.
Would you like to try some, sir?
It's delicious.
Delicious. Thank you very much. It's coastal spring lamb, and it's the first spring lamb of the season.
So what do you think about meeting the actual farmer?
The actual farmers too.
Yes.
So we're one of the 10 families that are producing the lamb.
So how do you make the lamb so good?
It's basically very quickly grown. So we lamb in June, and the lambs are grown on very fertile soil, so they're generally about 3 or 4 months old when they're processed.
It's free draining in the winter, so it stays warm and dry over winter, so that's why we can have lamb so early.
I will remember that.
The Redmayne's Tunnel Hill Farm at Turakina is about 20 minutes south of Whanganui on the coast. It's a mixture of sand country, river silt and clay terraces. The diversity gives options for stock and crops. For the past 25 to 30 years, the family's worked away on a plan where vulnerable sand ridges are fenced off and planted in pine trees.
My great-grandfather purchased Tunnel Hill in 1936, and for a number of years the family had managers on the property, and my father came down here in the early 1960s and started farming Tunnel Hill, married my mother, and I guess our family has been born and raised on the property.
And have you been farming here sort of ever since, whenever?
Yes, I went to school in Whanganui, at Whanganui Collegiate, and then went down to Otago University and did a commerce degree. And after that I travelled overseas for about 3 years doing tax and accounting work for various oil companies. And after having enjoyed that part of life, decided that my future lay in farming. The attraction with farming was the combination of the practical side of farming and the mental application. So I've had a fantastic career so far with farming, where it's been a challenge both mentally and physically, and been stimulating right the way through. I took over the farm when I was 26 from my parents, and they were kind enough to trust me to make a reasonable job of things, and they retired at that point. And my wife Suze and I now are in the process of raising our family, so we've got 3 children and they're all growing up and sharing the same experiences that I was fortunate enough to do as a child on the farm. It's always a nice tranquil place to come back to after we've had one of our little outings to support the product in the market.
Got some pretty trees planted there. What's in that lot there?
That's an area that's a memorial for my brother. I had a brother, Graham, who passed away when I was 20 and he was 18. And so my sister Susie and my mum and dad, we got together and planted a range of oaks and alders and things around this wetland area. It's exciting. We often, at duck shooting, when the family are together, we'll often go up and reminisce and It's just a neat area on the farm that that's pretty special to us, obviously.
Richard, where did the name Tunnel Hill come from?
The Tunnel Hill name, my grandfather, Reg Redmayne, named the property. There's a brick tunnel that goes through one of the main hills in the property, and that was created in about 1880 as part of a flax mill, which at the time was the largest flax mill in the Southern Hemisphere. We've sort of developed that name into our logo and a few other things, and so supporting that, there's quite a big wetland up and behind the tunnel that's 50 or 60 acres of flax, and obviously being a flax mill, it required that area and lots more back in the 1800s to support it.
And you've left quite a lot. Yes, we've driven into the property. You've got a lot of flax still in the wet valley areas.
Yes, we've over the whole property. The property's 2,500 acres, and over the property we'd probably have about 120 acres of wetland and flax and bits and pieces, and we see that as sort of part of the heritage of the property. We've got no interest in developing it and turning it into pasture. We enjoy our shooting and enjoy the wildlife and the diversity that area brings to the farm.
So you have a good set duck shooting time, do you?
Yes, no, we've got a regular crew that nowadays come from Sydney and Timaru and Melbourne and right round the place. Originally we were all at school together. First Saturday in May we make a point of getting together every year. Yes.
And so what are you running on the land?
So from a stock point of view, we've got 3,500 Romney ewes, and we mate them to Poll Dorset rams. So we have a basically two flock system. We mate the first ewes on the 15th of January through until about the 15th of February, and they start lambing in June, and then we have a 3-week break with our mating and mate again early March. So that basically allows us to lamb the first lot of ewes, get the lambs docked, get them all shifted up to this area we're standing now on the clay country, and get them underway. And then we lamb the next lot of ewes in the same paddocks as the first lot were, which are a very sheltered, sandy areas surrounded by the pine trees. As well as the sheep, we run 350 Angus cows, and they're all mated to a Hereford bull. So we have an annual sale of weaners.
I've seen some signs on the main highway, Coastal Spring Lamb coming soon. Give us the background to that.
So I guess with the early lambing, we've always done that since I first came back from overseas. Those lambs have, for a number of years, went to Europe, processed and into Europe before Christmas, in conjunction with one of the major meat companies. And I guess over time that went up and down. At times there was a lack of interest from the meat company. At other times there was a lack of interest from the marketplace, where the customers in Europe would tend to oscillate between being very interested and then being very wanting to be very patriotic and support their own farmers. So with all those ups and downs, it sort of seemed to me there must have been a better solution somewhere. And I ended up talking to a gentleman from Foodstuffs, the supermarket group that own Pack and Save in New World, just a discussion around why we weren't providing a branded lamb product, a spring lamb product for our own New Zealand consumers. It seemed a little illogical that we were going to all this trouble for Europeans and yet our own customers here in New Zealand were being perhaps ignored. So seed of that idea was 2010, and during that season we supplied 2,500 of our own lambs off Tunnel Hill to various local New Worlds around the area. That whole process went fairly well, and Foodstuffs and ourselves decided the next season to attack it on a bigger scale. So we were then given the opportunity to supply all of the New Worlds in the lower North Island. At that point, we needed a few more lambs than I was capable of.
Yes, because how many do you produce in a year?
On our property here, we produce about 4,500, and the requirement for this project was moving towards 10,000. So I asked for the assistance of some other farming families who we'd had a long time relationship with. The following year we were asked to expand a little bit more and try some Auckland stores. This by now is 2012, and we supplied just under 10,000 lambs. So yeah, a continuation of fairly good growth, which was pleasing for us all.
It's only available, was I reading, for 12, like it really is just spring lamb, is it? How does that side work?
Yes, it's very much a seasonal product, and the other part of it, as well as being seasonal, is we've really tried to establish some provenance with the product. So we've got a website. That website takes you in and gives you an opportunity to meet each of the families that are supplying Coastal Spring Lamb. That's, I guess, resulted in a bit more growth this year. We were asked last year to trial 10 stores in the South Island, and with a gentleman, Steve Alexander, who's the head meat buyer for foodstuffs in the South Island, and the trial with the 10 stores went really well, and he then put to us whether we'd like the opportunity to supply all 50 supermarkets in the South Island. So after drawing a couple of quick breaths, I decided that that was pretty exciting. If we can produce these lambs quickly and get them from birth to the processing side of things quickly, that the meat is just that much more tender and succulent.
And you're drafting, as you were saying, so every week you're sending some off.
Yeah, so once we've weaned, we have a system where we split the lambs into three different weight ranges. So we wean and one lot goes to the processor, and then we have a blue, red and green mob, which are for the next 3 weeks. And then we have the little ones that are unmarked. Being a natural system, it's not quite like producing cans of baked beans, but we have to do our best to, from a supermarket's point of view, the customers, they're not that interested in hearing that we've had a windy day or something's gone wrong, so we make sure that we deliver, and that's part of what has allowed the brand to establish itself so quickly, I think, is that we do deliver and we do what we say we're going to do.
Sean Clouston is a chef and co-owner of Logan Brown in Wellington. He's been using Coastal Spring Lamb for the past three seasons and looks forward to it arriving, seeing it as similar to bluff oysters, whitebait or asparagus.
It's a much lighter flavour, because it's obviously younger animals, and the connective tissues that can sometimes be a little bit tougher, the sinews or so forth, haven't really quite developed. So when you're cooking it, you know, you can use the whole piece without having to trim it so much, and it's very, very tender. Lighter colour of the meat itself, and less fat, but it's got a much sweeter taste.
Why were you prepared to give it a go in the first place?
I know it sounds a little bit on the lame side of things, but I've got a bit of connection with Whanganui and Coastal Spring Lamb. A lot of it comes from Turakina, which is just south of Whanganui. I did all my secondary school and moved there when I was 7 years old, and when they said, I've got a farmer from Turakina, I always had a little bit of a connection there. I said, oh, I'd love to try it. And when it came in, and it was just like instant. And to actually have a product, and they're the only people that do it, or only the grower that will actually especially go out of their way to do a product for 3 months, because we are quite busy with a lot of international people right now, and to give them a product like that and say, this is what New Zealand lamb tastes like, that's, for me, it makes it very special.
And it's not a problem that it's on the menu now for 12 weeks or whatever and then off?
No, it's amazing. You know, nobody has any problem with asparagus only lasting for the same amount of time because you don't have any choice. That's it, you know. So it gives you that excitement that it's coming on. It's a nice product to be able to use, especially over this sort of festive time as well, you know. So it still goes through to Christmas.
And do your customers like the background story? Do they know it?
Yeah. We train our front house team here. We like to have that relationship with the grower or the producer, and then the front house need to be our salespeople, I suppose, so they can come out and explain it to the customers as well. So you can really see, and I've got a bit of product here, and this has been prepared already, but you can sort of see the colour of the meat, how it's quite light. You know, it's actually almost, I suppose, the equivalent of when you've got beef or you've got veal. A lot of this time with rumps, if you get an older rump, and this is what I've got in my hand, you can't really see over the radio very well, but just imagine you can. Generally, they'd be completely trimmed and all this fat would come off and you'd cook them without any fat. But you can see that fat's so thin. And then we'll just cook that slowly and render that right down so you really concentrate that flavour and render all the fat over it. So all you've got is almost, I suppose, the equivalent of lamb crackling. And then you've got that nice, beautiful lean meat under there. And these connective, you know, the connective tissues here are just so light.
It's such a different story, isn't it, from the days, as you were saying before, when you would have just, still got your lambs up to the right speck and the right weight, but probably kissed them goodbye as, you know, everyone did at the gate, off to the export market.
Yes, no, that's really probably equally as much for the farmers involved as the premium's important, and we make sure that the farmers are well rewarded and get a substantial premium. But on top of that, we're really looking for families who get some value and excitement out of being part of a brand,
And as you say, from being sending stock off that become anonymous the minute they're loaded on the truck, to a situation where you can go into a supermarket right throughout the country and see a brand that you've supplied is pretty exciting stuff as a farmer. And I think that's really the future. We need, as farmers, we need to really engage further down the value chain.
But so what are you saying, this year you'll be processing with froth all the farms, 10?
It's expected that we'll be just over 30,000 lambs this year. We've just had a big step forward with Foodstuffs this season. We've signed an agreement with Foodstuffs South Island for 5 years to be an exclusive supplier of spring lamb. And with the North Island Foodstuffs, we've signed an agreement with them for 3 years with a right of renewal of another three.
All this contact with the end user may sound stressful, but Richard says it's more stimulating than stressful. He's a king of spreadsheets and he's always wanted to have input at the marketing end.
Do you still get your hands dirty?
Yes, for people seeing me driving around, they might wonder if I'm ever on the farm nowadays, but I get around the farm once a week at least, and where possible I play a role. I'm always involved and do a lambing beat through the winter and involved and help with the bigger jobs, the weaning and that sort of thing.
Not dagging?
No, I still bend my back occasionally. I've got a very competent stock manager, Simon Perry, he looks after and organises most of that side of things, but whenever I'm about and I've got the opportunity, I love getting a sweat up and, trying to stay fit and healthy.
Richard Redmayne, who farms new lambs especially for the New Zealand market from his Turakina property near Whanganui.